I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your KCIM Week in Review for Sunday, December 8th, 2019. At number 10 on our list, a Lake City man accused of drug trafficking has been scheduled for sentencing January 13th. The suspect pled guilty in that particular case, just pending the charge on that one. He did plead guilty to some reduced charges. At number 9, the new version of an old scam has been reported here in the Carroll area. As with all scams, if you have any suspicion at all that it might be a little bit off, go ahead and hang up and confirm with either whoever the person is claiming to be, either a family member, your local electric company, whatever it might be. Also report that to your local authorities. At number 8, Carroll County Public Health Director Marcia Schaefer has announced her retirement. She'll actually be stepping away at the beginning of next year, but will be staying on as a relief nurse. Schaefer was the Carroll County Public Health Director for 8 years. At number 7, no injuries, but both vehicles were disabled in an accident in Carroll on Monday morning. You can find the details of the accident online at 1380kcim.com. At number 6, a Carroll man who is charged with theft for allegedly stealing water heaters from his employer. That took place from October of last year into early parts of this year. He does face fourth-degree theft charges, a serious misdemeanor. At number 5, a McRary Roast provider sees mental health need in the rural area and then went on to get her education and fill it. That's nurse practitioner Stephanie Bell-Cock. She'll begin treating patients in mental health needs here in the near future. At number 4, a Carroll woman has pled guilty to disorderly conduct after assaulting a convenience store employee. That actually happened the week of Thanksgiving on Wednesday, and the suspect was taken into custody on Thanksgiving Day. She pled guilty and was sentenced to time served. At number 3, formal charges have been filed against a Carroll man accused of falsely claiming over $7,000 in unemployment benefits. The trial information was filed on Wednesday here in Carroll County District Court. The man allegedly took over $7,000, as I said a moment ago. He was claiming that he was making $24 per week. In reality, he was making $24 per hour, and he was employed. At number 2, Western Iowa Energy seeds a plot for monarch butterflies and a fueling station. Of course, as a lot of people know, monarch butterflies have been population-wise on the decline, and with this new fueling station, it should help monarchs as on their trip south for hibernation over the winter. And then our top story from the past week: there were no reports of injuries in a combine rollover accident in a collapsed bridge Monday night. That was actually from the previous week. The DNR did investigate that scene due to some spilled diesel and hydraulic fluids. But that's been your week in review on KCIM. For these stories and many more, check us out online at 1380kcim.com. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.